your show, and you can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And we go right into your phone calls. Marcus is waiting patiently in New Jersey. Marcus, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
Good evening, sir. What's on your mind?
First of all, I'd like to say I am one of your newer website advertisers. I am Marcus of Nothing Project, the one-man rock band.
The one-man rock band. Now, I'm sure it has to have been done before in the past, but I took a look at one of your videos, and it was pretty neat.
Yeah, it's been done quite a few times, but it's unique enough that it definitely piques people's interest.
There aren't too many one-man rock bands in any given geographical area, I don't imagine.
No, not really. So it definitely gives a leg up. And what I wanted to bring up is the fact that the government gets in the way of rock and roll with the drinking age. The laws prevent usually the most enthusiastic fans from enjoying local original music because the teenagers are typically the ones who are looking for new music, and they're willing and open-minded about new original local bands that maybe would otherwise not get people to listen to them, and the laws prevent them from usually coming out to see them because the bands are playing in bars.
Well, and would you say that it's the bar owners, usually a bar owner's decision to restrict 21 and up or 18 and up or something like that, simply because there's just too much of a hassle to try to keep checking people's IDs in a big crowd or something like that? What do you think the reasons are?
Yeah, no, definitely the bars. I've talked to bar owners. They don't want to let underage kids in because it's just too easy for there to be problems with the law, and in no time they would get shut down because inevitably something would happen.
A lot of people, I think, they don't make very much money on them either. I mean, most of their income comes from selling drinks, right? So it's kind of. I don't know if that's helpful.
Yeah, if they could sell drinks to them, they certainly would be.
It'd be helpful.
I mean, you know, there's the first part, which is they're leaving themselves open to being shut down by the government if, you know, one person underage, you know, sips a little alcohol and somebody sees them. And two, you know, why exactly should 18, 19, 20-year-olds not be able to consume alcohol? I mean, exactly. In Ireland, if you're old enough to go up to the bar, you can order a drink. I mean, do you hear about all the riots there? I don't.
The justification that I heard, I was actually turning 21 during the time when the drinking age was changing in Georgia. It was really, really frustrating because it was staying a year ahead of me. Yeah, I was like timed perfectly to really screw with me. And the justification I heard at the time was they were trying to get it out of the high schools. Like, they thought that by raising the drinking age, because there were some people who were still staying in school, you know, a little late because they were being held back and they were old enough to buy alcohol.
Right,
at 18.
So somebody would know a 19-year-old and they could buy it, and so therefore that would bring it into the high schools as though it has done anything.
It just goes to show how the government still can't keep alcohol out of their high schools, and we trust them to do anything else.
You know what else sucks about it? If you're gay and you're just coming out of high school and the only place to meet other gay people is in bars, that really sucks. And if you look at a lot of gay people, I kind of see them. It almost seems like they're still teenagers emotionally because they haven't had the opportunity to date and everything the way most people have.
Now, wait a minute. When you say they're still teenagers, how old are we talking about here? What kind of
like? I sort of joke, half joke, that a lot of gay guys are still teenagers in their early 20s.
I would say that applies to most people in their early 20s.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, that's the way the culture, the American culture as a whole, sort of the popular culture is, and we've talked about this on the show, is kind of the childification of America's youth. Instead of allowing them to grow up at the pace they would like to grow up, they're sort of forced down and kept down in this underclass of, yeah, you feel like you're an adult, your body's telling you you're an adult, but all of the rules in society and the structure that is around you is saying, no, you're not an adult yet.
And in many ways, they keep us in a childlike state forever. I mean, they don't ever want us to truly think of ourselves as adults able to make our own decisions. You know, look at the seatbelt laws in most states and things like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. You know? So Marcus, to get back to what you were calling about, I mean, the idea that you're suggesting would be to lower the drinking age, and that would do a lot to help the music scene and help the bar owners at the same time, wouldn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, actually, I know some older rockers who are a little older than me, and they remember when the drinking age was lower, and their response to it today is they say, oh, I don't know how any rock bands can have any success playing out, because when they played out, it was all the teenagers and 20-year-olds, 19-year-olds that were filling the bars. And so, of course, yeah, they should definitely lower the drinking age, or actually they should just get rid of it.
Well, when I was younger, they had things they called all-ages shows, where they would bring in a few punk rock bands together, and I don't know if they had them in any other genre of music, but I don't think so. But they would rent an auditorium, some small auditorium or something like that, and play mm-hmm. there, and then
The problem with the all-ages show is then the people over 21 don't want to go.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, that is a tough balance because, I mean, if you're an adult and there are a bunch of teeny boppers around, you might not necessarily want to be in that particular company, I suppose, and so that could cut down on your older audience. So I guess it really just depends on where your demographics are and what you're willing to risk.
Yeah.
Well, interesting call tonight. Anything else in your mind tonight?
No, that's about it.
Just thanks, Marcus. Yeah, check out his banner. It's there on the Free Talk Live website for the Nothing Project, the one-man rock band. Pretty cool. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's go to Ottawa and talk to Mike. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike.
Hi, Ian.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Okay, I'm appointing you judge for tonight.
You're appointing
me judge? Here's the story in Ontario.
Okay.
Medical marijuana. Man has a license, goes to a restaurant. Restaurateur says you cannot smoke marijuana here.
Okay.
He goes to Human Rights Tribunal. They say, yeah, he has a right to smoke marijuana.
What a jerk.
Okay.
Private property rights
gets better.
There's more.
Okay. All right.
Liquor License Board of Ontario says you cannot allow a person in that room that has a controlled substance. This man is going to lose his license to sell liquor, everything. How do you resolve this?
So you're telling me, let me see if I got this straight. The guy went to the government to complain because a private property owner wouldn't allow him to smoke on his private property. The government says you have to allow him to smoke. By the act of him smoking, the other government agency, the liquor board, has said we're pulling your license.
Exactly.
And don't forget, we don't know why the guy said that you're not allowed to smoke here. It may very well have been because of the liquor licensing agency's rules in the first place.
Or maybe he just doesn't want smokers in his restaurant.
It could be one of the. It could be either of those. Could be something entirely different. We don't know.
So your question for me is what again?
So if you were a judge, how would you call this?
I would have the
Human
government
Rights
abolished.
Tribunal says he's allowed
I would
to smoke
abolish
marijuana
the government,
for medical reasons.
I would abolish the government in one fell swoop and then destroy my own position. Come on, man. You're putting me in a judge's role? No, I mean, obviously the government's the problem here.
What happens when two laws conflict with each other?
Well, what happens is you get innocent victims like this poor property owner. That's what happens. I mean, that's the reality of the
young
case.
Young girls, like, serving guys and whatever.
Wait, what about young girls? What?
This BS guy is, like, really pushing the issue here. How many people are employed by this guy?
Employed by the restaurateur?
Yes.
It's a good question. Probably a couple dozen, I would guess, at least.
At least 10.
Yeah. So
this guy is saying, I have the right to smoke marijuana because I have a piece of paper from a justice of the peace.
Yeah, well.
That says I have a right to do it.
He does have a right to smoke it, but he shouldn't be able to do whatever he wants on someone else's property.
Right, he has a right to smoke it on his own private property or in the property of someone who wants to allow
it. As a restaurant owner, aren't you allowed to?
You cannot serve alcohol to anybody that has a controlled substance in their possession or is under the influence of it. So this guy is stuck.
Well, can't you kick anyone out of your restaurant for any reason? I mean,
aside
from the specific ones that are barred, like racial discrimination and stuff.
Legal fees. Why should this guy be spending so much money on legal fees?
He shouldn't be. The government shouldn't be involved in any of this stuff. I mean, it's a clear answer, and I thank you for the call tonight. The toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. The government should not have a liquor licensing commission. If you want to sell liquor, you should just sell liquor. It's a government problem, and of course, more government is not going to be the solution, though I'm sure that'll be proposed as one. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
It's time now for the Get Motivated Minute, designed to empower you to achieve your toughest goals with acclaimed motivational expert and success strategist, Tamara Lowe.
Do you have a hard time hiring new employees and deciding who's best? I make most of the hiring decisions for key positions in our company, and our motivational research has shown me how to better fit people and positions together. I first list the non-negotiable aptitudes that we need for the job. Then I write down the behaviors, skills, and experience that the ideal candidate for the position needs. This reveals the motivational DNA type that would be best suited for the opening. With budgets tighter and even less room for error, hiring the right person is crucial. Using motivational DNA as a key part of your hiring process will help you choose the best candidate for the job. For the Get Motivated Minute, I'm Tamara Lowe.
To learn more and to discover your motivational DNA profile, take the free test at getmotivatedbook.com. Drawing on 2 decades of research and thousands of interviews, in Get Motivated, Tamara Lowe reveals a groundbreaking tool to identify your unique motivational DNA. With simple strategies and specific steps, she provides advice on how to reach your goals quicker and easier than ever before. Get Motivated is available now wherever books are sold.
Are taxes, food, energy, housing, medical forcing Americans into poverty? Is free enterprise flawed, or is our monetary system forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? The answers are in Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about the Fed and central banking. Hi, Ted Anderson. I will give a U.S. silver dollar to everyone who purchases this book. Call 800-686-2237. It's critical to be made aware of the system. Get your copy today, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses 2 high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, those other talk show hosts in the industry, they want to charge you for accessing their site. Ours is free. So enjoy the wiki, over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com and see that for yourself. That's wiki, W-I-K-I, .freetalklive.com. Now, the stories of civil disobedience here in New Hampshire touched, moved, and inspired you, but you're unable for whatever reason to be involved. Well, now you can. The Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund at cdevolution.org allows you to care for these brave men and women by financially supporting them while they face down the organizations that operate through violence and coercion. cdevolution.org, you can find handy subscription links there from PayPal, or you can make a one-time contribution. Plus, if you shop over at newegg.freetalklive.com, you'd need to get some computer parts, for instance. If you shop there, a percentage of your purchase will be contributed to the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund. So it's every cent that we get in commissions on that Newegg link goes to CD Evolution. So I just cut them over $300 check.
I've heard good things about that site, too. So people said they found some really good deals there.
Oh, the Newegg site?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Newegg's a great computer vendor, newegg.freetalklive.com. Whether you're building a computer from scratch or you just need to buy a pre-made laptop or pre-made desktop system, or they even have other electronics there. So it's a good vendor, newegg.freetalklive.com. And that percentage bonus goes to the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund.
Yeah, we've been looking there for, I'm looking for a computer, and you've been looking on there for stuff, and it looks like there's some pretty good deals.
Yeah, they really are. All right, so we continue here with your phone calls. Ryan is on the line in Michigan. Ryan, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I called you last night, too. I don't remember.
I don't, but go ahead.
Okay.
It's nothing personal.
Well, I was just wondering, there was, I've been hearing a lot of things, and I don't want to, spread rumors or anything like that.
Oh, it's radio. You can spread whatever you want.
We love rumors.
But I was in this store recently in this market, and there was a gentleman in there, and he had like an army shirt on, and he was trying to help me find something in there, and I said, are you in the army or something? He's like, is it all right if I do like a skit for this, like what he said and what I said?
By all means, sounds like
okay.
Fun.
Okay, and he's like, I'm like, are you in the army? He's, I'm a former SEAL, and I said, oh wow, I thought at first you might have been an army ranger or something. No. I'm a former SEAL. I'm trained to kill, boy.
Good man, boy.
And, I just was wondering what he was doing, what he might have been doing in there. He didn't seem like too bad of a fellow, but, I just kind of raised my eyebrow a bit that there might be something going on. And I'll take your opinion off the air.
Well, wait a minute. When you say there might be something going on, what are you suggesting?
Oh, that there was people military in the area or something, former military that might be... in different places, I guess.
Point of clarification: you were in a store, and this guy was helping you find something. Was he working at the store, or was he just another customer that was just kind of helping you out?
Oh, I either knew the owner, or he was working there. I really don't know that for a fact.
Well, I'm not sure if you think there's some sort of sinister plot going on here, but it sounds to me like you're dealing with somebody who was in the military, and now they've moved on into civilian life, and they've got themselves a J-O-B.
And they've got a nice inflated ego over it, too.
That's all right. I was just trying to call up and be kind of goofy, I guess. I wasn't trying to...
I liked the skit. That was fun. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. I like that. 800-259-9231.
It is a little scary when, people brag about,
killing?
Killing.
Yeah.
It's a little weird.
I'm a SEAL, son. I separate your head from your shoulders in 5/5 of a second.
I mean, I don't know.
Wait, that's a whole second.
I don't think SEALs are good at math anyway, so that was probably accurate.
All right, let's continue. And talk to Carl in Massachusetts. Carl, you're on the air on Free Talk Live.
Hi, just got a quick thing to talk about promoting the show.
Yes, sir.
And I was just wondering, because I started listening to the show maybe about a year ago, and I'm a college student in Boston, and I feel like a lot of college kids is kind of like all the time when they kind of get their political views into place.
Yes, the college kids are generally clueless about the world around them. That tends to be the case.
So I'm thinking maybe that would be a good group to target maybe with the promoting, and I had just a quick little idea for you guys, if you wouldn't mind.
Sure. Run it by me.
So I was thinking, maybe on the site or something like that, you could get, I know you also said that a lot of the younger people are voting and things like that on the podcast, so you know that there are younger kids listening. So I was wondering maybe there should be like maybe some sort of incentive to going out and self-promoting the show, like almost like a guerrilla style promoting the show. Like if you could provide like different like files to download to people's computers.
We're way ahead of you. Here's what you should do. You can go to promote.freetalklive.com. And when you go there, you'll find exactly what it is you're looking for. And if not exactly, you'll find some of the tools that you can use to create exactly what it is you're looking for. At promote.freetalklive.com, there are pre-made flyers that you can print out and fill in and make copies of to promote the show if we're on in your local area on a local talk station. There are also flyers to just kind of generally recruit listeners to Free Talk Live and help people contact their local talk stations. There are also... there are vector versions of our show graphics. So if you wanted to create your own flyer, you could do that with some of the stuff that's up at promote.freetalklive.com.
You've got vector versions of your graphics?
Have you thought about, I know, you know, a lot of things you guys talk about is there should, you know, there's usually some sort of incentive involved. Have you guys thought about maybe having that, like some sort of incentive to people that, you know, generally promote like a good amount for the show?
Like what kind of incentives
are you talking about? Money here? Are you talking about?
No, I'm not talking about money. I don't know. Like I know if you like support, like for instance, a lot of record labels will have you can join a street team. They'll send you like you know CDs and you go and hand them out.
You know what? Here's what you should do. Here's what you should do. If you're looking for something like that, the folks over at Bureaucrash are putting something exactly like that together. And I forget what they call it. There's some term in Bureaucrash. They're hip. You know, they've got names for the things that they do, and I just don't remember what it is. But if you go over to bureaucrash.com, get in touch with Pete Ayer. He's the guy in charge over there. And ask him about their street kits or whatever. He'll know what you're talking about. Because just a few weeks ago, he and I were talking about these kits that they're going to give to their volunteers. So essentially, one of the bureaucrashers will form their own little local group, and then the bureaucrash organization will send them a kit full of stuff, including Free Talk Live flyers, which we've actually already had them print out. So they're running their own print job, printing like 5,000 Free Talk Live flyers, and they're going to divvy them up, and they're going to send them out in these little kit boxes out to the local bureaucrash cells, for lack of a better term. So I think that may be exactly what you're looking for, because then not only will you be reaching out to people and spreading the idea of Free Talk Live, but you'll also have whatever else Bureaucrash is including in there. And I'm sure there will be some you know, Bureaucrash stickers and other neat things that that you can use for that exact purpose. So it sounds to me like you would really do yourself well by going over to bureaucrash.com and getting plugged into whatever it is that program is called.
Yeah, I'll definitely have to check it out. Thanks a lot.
All right, dude. Thank you and good luck. As far as the actual incentive is concerned, hopefully the incentive of introducing new people to the ideas of freedom is incentive enough.
I wish I'd known that there were vector graphics available, because I completely recreated the FTL logo for some of my own
from
work.
Scratch?
Yes.
You know what? I don't know how long it's been up there. The promote page is one of the newer pages on the website, but if it would be of assistance to you, it is there at promote.freetalklive.com. More on the way here. Scotland will go there next. Talk to somebody who's waiting patiently from across the pond and take your calls about whatever you want at 800-259-9231. Plus, we'll talk about the slave roads coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
When times get tough, we must all decide what's most important in life. At EnduringRose.com, we believe that lasting relationships are what make life most meaningful. Showing our loved ones that we care is what helps us find happiness in an uncertain world. Enduring Rose can help. We have taken real roses, the universal symbols of love, and coated them in eternal and precious 24-karat gold. These roses, forever preserved in either white or yellow gold, will never wither and never die. Unlike traditional roses, they will endure as a timeless symbol of your love. These roses, either singles or bouquets, are sensible and affordable Valentine's Day gifts that will impress and deeply touch that special someone in your life. Show her that your love will weather the storm by giving her a gold-dipped rose from Enduring Rose. We offer military discounts and free shipping on qualified orders. That's E-N-D-U-R-I-N-G, Rose, EnduringRose.com, or call 702-453-7455. That's 702-453-7455.
Time is more precious than money. You could be running out of time. I want to share something with you about your body. Quote, make no mistake about it, parasites are the most toxic agents in the human body. They are one of the primary underlying causes of diseases and are the most basic cause of a compromised immune system. Dr. Hazel Parcells, PhD. Quote, we have a tremendous parasite problem right here in the U.S. It is just not being addressed. Dr. Peter Wina, quote, in terms of numbers, there are more parasitic infections acquired in this country than in Africa. Dr. Frank Nova, chief of the Laboratory for Parasitic Diseases of the National Institute of Health. As you can see, parasites are more dangerous than you think. For about $1 a day, you can rid yourself of all parasites. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Call us, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea. Make an investment in your life. And P.S., I really like it.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That would be the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. By the way, those features include archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience. At freetalklive.com.
If your company needs to try something new in the area of collections, SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com.
800-259-9231. We continue going to Scotland, where Mike is on the line. Hello, Mike.
Hello, dude.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight? Hello?
Hello?
Mike in Scotland. Go, sir.
I'm here, yeah. I just want all you guys in America to know that some of us are actually waking up across here, and we're aware of this shadow government. I just wondered what I could do at this end to support you.
Well, we don't talk about a shadow government on this show. I'm more concerned with the government I can see, the one that's hurting people in reality, the one that all of the evidence is out there pointing to. Can you go ahead and explain what you mean by shadow government?
Well, I know over here that there's a lot of anti-Americanism happening, and a lot of the people they're not aware that it's not down to the American people. Their hands are sort of tied by the administration that they have in place.
So their hands are tied.
So what he's saying is that it's not Americans that are the problem, but the American government.
That much is true. I will certainly agree with you, but I guess I don't understand what the whole shadow government thing is. What is it supposed to mean?
Well, as an ex-British soldier, I served in Northern Ireland and Bosnia, where I could see the benefits of what we were doing. But then when I went, fought in the conflict, the initial conflict in Iraq, and I also served to set up bases in Afghanistan. And whilst I was in those locations, I could see no point in what we were doing whatsoever.
I'm not sure if that's answered the question.
Well, I mean, it is if that's what he says a shadow government is.
I think shadow government might be a somewhat colorful term, but I think there is this sense that the American people, there is only the illusion of control. In terms, we get to vote, we get a very limited selection of candidates that we then pick from. It's like, you know, we get a choice of masters, a very small selection of masters to pick who's going to lead us. And ultimately, I think you understand that we have very little control over George Bush, for instance, deciding to go into Iraq.
So are you suggesting that the shadow government would be essentially the people that are kind of pulling the strings on Barack Obama or George Bush? Is that the idea?
Yeah, the power behind the throne. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah. So your question was what to do about such a thing?
Yeah. I mean, how could that affect change in the UK? I mean,
there is a European state, free state project. I don't know how that's coming along. I've just kind of heard rumors about it. Obviously, here on this show, if you're new to the program, you don't know. But we are fans of the free state project, which is an idea that's a very simple one and I think very powerful at the same time. That is to gather together as many liberty-minded individuals as possible into the same geographic location and actually work toward more freedom and whatever that means, to be activists to achieve liberty in our lifetime. I think it's possible. I think that obviously coming from Europe to the United States is a difficult task, which is, I believe, why the European Free State Project was created. And, of course, there is the Free State Project here in New Hampshire. If you can make it over here, that'd be great. But make sure you've got a firm foothold in the ideas of freedom first. You understand the idea that in order to be free yourself, you must allow others to also have freedom. You get that, right?
Yeah, I do. I think I've gone off track because it's rather late here in Scotland. But basically what I want to do is to reassure the American public that people over here are waking up to the anti-American sentiments.
Good to know.
We're not anti-American people.
I appreciate that. I'm glad to know that some people are making the differentiation, and thank you for the call tonight.
There was an Irishman that came to Porkfest last year and went on the bus tours with us, and his mother came along, and I think I saw him again at Liberty Forum. So I know it's quite difficult to get over here and start working and actually move here, but
it's probably
people are trying to do it.
Right. It's probably easy if you just want to come here and duck the system. It'd be relatively easy to get that started. How long you could keep that up for, I don't know. But actually trying to get through the immigration bureaucracy, I don't imagine that's too simple of a task.
No.
I've never had to do it, thank goodness.
It's inspiring that there are people trying to do it that care enough about the Free State Project that they're trying.
Oh, absolutely.
There's a Frenchman who's a member of the Free State Project who came over here for a period of time, like on a work visa, a short-term work visa. He managed to get a job, and the employer sponsored him to come over through the immigration process.
But how long does that take anyway? I mean,
when a company does it, it doesn't take nearly as long.
I see. Toll-free here, 800-259-9231. So you can bring up anything. Now, the interesting thing is these people that tend to believe in this shadow government conspiracy, when you suggest the Free State Project to them, they usually get scared.
You're drawing conclusions from what the guy said. You asked him to explain. He did.
He didn't really explain it, actually. Well, he didn't ever answer the question because, what does that even mean, a shadow government? I actually had to answer the question for him, and then I said, is that what you meant? And he said, yes. So the people that tend to believe in the shadow government thing in this conspiracy theory realm are normally frightened by the idea of getting together with other like-minded people because they have come to the conclusion, because they've just heard so much of this conspiracy theory propaganda, they've come to the conclusion that, this government or the shadow government or whatever, the Bilderbergers, whoever it is you want to point the finger at, the Masons, that they're so influential and so powerful and so devious that inevitably if liberty-minded people get together, they'll just wipe them out with an atom bomb or something like that.
You know what I would try to tell people to, I don't know if you can call it comfort them or to relieve them of some of their anxiety and stress about that, is your best defense in a situation like that is to be as open and as public and as well-known as possible. It's a lot harder to disappear. I don't buy into the to the shadow government. To me, it looks like you said, it's pretty obvious what's going on if you just pay attention.
Yeah, the government we can see
but,
sucks.
Right. But yeah, I mean, it be open and public and as visible as possible, and it's a lot harder to disappear someone, you know, discreetly. If that's the case, I think they're more likely to go after you with legitimized reasons, like, you know, try to find some ridiculous notion of child porn on your computer and
or
label you
a
sex offender or
you wore a hat.
Yeah, they'll go after you for some or tax evasion, or they'll try to raid your house for drugs or something. They'll try to get you off. If you're truly a troublemaker, I can see them going after you for something else. I mean, I think that's how the drug war really got fueled during the Nixon administration, because there were all these people who were protesting the war, and they didn't want them doing that, but they couldn't go after them for free speech, so they went after them for drugs and hyped up the drug war.
They've always got something they can go after you for, but we've seen that as far as that happening here in New Hampshire so far, well, you know, they've targeted a few people, perhaps. Myself might be included in that. But generally, most activists are completely untouched by the government apparatus.
I think they know that they're not going to be able to do it discreetly. They're learning that very quickly, and they're shooting themselves in the foot when they decide to target free staters or any activists, any freedom activists.
I think you're absolutely right about that. The word has definitely gotten out to the government people in New Hampshire that the free staters are here. So they know about it. For instance, Sam and I went into the courtroom or the courthouse the other day filing some paperwork. And they, as soon as we came in, Sam's there with his video camera. One of the bailiffs, you heard him say, he walked down the hall and said, the free staters are here with cameras, right? I mean, so they know who free staters are, but I don't think
they know they're scared of cameras.
Right. But I don't think they really know exactly what to do about them yet. They are trying to crack down in some instances. In fact, there was a recent Ridley report at RidleyReport.com where they interviewed Charlie, who was the young, very kind of frail, small guy that was roughed up by the police in Milford the other day. You and I were both there for that tale.
Yeah.
And in Dave's interview of Charlie at the very end, when he was being, I guess when they took him to the police station and were processing him, and some of the things that he overheard them say reflected the idea that they liked the idea of cracking down on little things like wearing a hat in court, because they believe that by cracking down on those things, it's preventing the masses from rising up and rebelling. And to some extent, they may be correct on that as far as the masses are concerned. But what they don't understand is that by cracking down, all they're doing is sending out a signal to the rest of the liberty-minded people out there saying, this is where the action is. Come here if you want change to happen. More on the way you take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. You can shop with us if you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase. So whether you're buying brand new or even used, they sell it all at Amazon or virtually everything. You'll probably find exactly what you're looking for, and you'll find user reviews as well. So it's probably the best online shopping experience I've ever had. Amazon.freetalklive.com, and a cut of your sale will go to Free Talk Live when you enter through that link. We go to your phone calls. Jeremy is on the line in Montana. Hello, Jeremy. Jeremy?
Hey, guys. When do I get my Free Talk Live media credentials?
You can make them up any old time you want to, man. Just get your printer and go get a badge laminate down at Walmart and put one together any old time.
All right. Hey, it's kind of something freaked me out here. I just found out today, but I guess there were two deputies dressed in black sneaking around like my friend's trailer, but I'm in the trailer like next to his, and we don't do nothing wrong. I mean, other than I don't have medical marijuana, but I might smoke a bowl, and of course I like my beer and stuff, you know,
sure.
But I'm trying to figure out, you know, and somehow, you know, cause y'all know I used to travel Rainbow Family and stuff, and, and I don't mind guns, you know, I like them okay, but I got about $500 to spend coming up on, budget for security, and I'm wondering, well, should I buy like one of those 4-camera infrared security camera systems, or should I buy, you know, a gun? What would you buy? I mean, would you buy?
Can you take that security camera with you when you're out and about in possibly unsafe places?
Well, I mean, I just wanted one to like mount on, you know, a camera here and there around the yard. That way,
I guess I was just making my case for the gun. But, you know, I could see both being useful.
The next time I catch them sneaking around, I can at least have them on camera and take that to the sheriff.
If you're concerned with police,
it's usually better have cameras rather than
camera,
guns.
Yeah, like,
cops.
You know.
People, I didn't catch that part.
People protecting themselves from the police with guns are dead. But
yeah.
When you're you know, when so cameras for police and guns for burglars.
Yeah, I just thought he saw someone prowling around. I missed the part where it was police. I'm sorry.
And you can get a pretty cheap surveillance camera for your house, and you might be able to do both.
You know what I like the idea of? I mean, beyond the, if you're really looking for the cheap, what you could do is you could just print something up, like a little, again, laminate something, put it up on your front door. Something large enough and brightly colored enough to where anybody that's standing in your front, at your front door is going to see it. It could be some sort of a little sign that says, you are subject to being audio and video recorded at all times on this premises. Or on this premises, you're subject to being audio and video recorded. And that may be enough to simply bluff the police. I mean, if you don't have the $200 or however much it's going to cost you to install an actual camera system, I mean, it may be even more than $200. I haven't priced them out in a while. I guess it all depends on what kind of hardware you're looking at. But just having that psychological effect may be enough just to get the cops thinking, well, we better watch our behavior because this guy could have cameras. And it may actually be helpful that they can't see where they are. You know, if that sign is there, that could mean the cameras are anywhere. It could mean they're all hidden, and who knows? They could be very paranoid about something like that.
Well, the last time they were here, someone complained about my music like 5 o'clock in the afternoon, you know, and they unplugged my camper. They burn out the outlet. I almost burn out the, plug, you know, that goes into the outlet and stuff like that. And I called them, you know, and, I told the sheriff that the next time they do that or come out here messing with me, I'm going to catch them on camera and then I'm going to upload it on YouTube, and I'm going to not only upload that on YouTube, I'm going to upload your number, your family's number, all the
That's the way to do it, man. I absolutely support you on it, and I thank you for the call tonight, Jeremy. Good luck. 800-259-9231. So whether you actually have the money to install a bunch of cameras or not, I think you can certainly psych them out otherwise. And this could work on the road, too. If a cop comes up to you and you want to try this out, I've never had the opportunity to try this myself, but you could say something like, officer, just wanted to let you know you're subject to being video and audio recorded. You may be audio and video recorded. And then just see if their behavior changes. Don't tell them where the camera is, and if they tell you to turn it off, you just don't. I'm sorry, I can't do that.
I'm glad you brought that up because there's been a lot of controversy about whether this wiretapping law applies in a live recording. And I've read it myself and heard a lot of discussion about it. And for the life of me, I can't fathom how it would apply.
Now, this is the New Hampshire wiretapping.
Yeah. But I think different states have similar sorts of things that are specifically supposed to be about, like, if someone calls you up and you're recording the conversation without their knowledge.
I believe.
On a telephone call or something like that.
Right. I don't have their rules in front of me to reference, but it's my recollection that it's something about, you know, where you have an expectation of privacy, essentially.
Right.
But you can always cover yourself from my understanding, you can cover yourself by just letting them know you're being recorded.
Yeah, and that may even be overkill, but it certainly doesn't hurt to do. It's a good idea to do.
It'll put them on their best behavior.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean you have to have their consent. That's where I think someone is really misinterpreting the law.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And if a policeman questions you, say, are you audio video recording me right now without my consent? Because they'll claim that, you know, there's a claim that it's a felony.
Well, they
and
don't
I'm like, I don't
consent.
Think that the police are committing felonies on routine traffic stops.
Well,
right?
usually, Dale, in their own rules, they make exemptions for themselves. So, for instance, there's a harassment statute that I was looking at recently because the cops keep coming after me to try to throw me back in a jail cell here in Keene. Mm-hmm. And so I was looking at the harassment statute, and it lists a few different things, usually by phone, for instance. That's kind of the original intention, I think, was to stop kids from harassing people by phone. But it says that if you've told somebody to stop calling you or to stop contacting you and they continue to contact you, then that's grounds for harassment. But after that, it basically says, comma, unless for a lawful purpose. So they write in their own excuses to their laws.
I agree. I think specifically in this case, I don't see any sort of exception like that that would justify, for instance, the police audio video recording of traffic stops, and which is why I don't think they really interpret it that way. I think that's just sort of an empty threat saying, oh, that's a thought. You can't record me without my consent.
Absolutely. The cops will say whatever they can get away with saying. The cops will make stuff up.
I don't think it'll hold up in court if you record a cop and then they try to, you know, get you on the wiretapping law.
Especially if you informed them of it. I can't imagine that would hold up. There was that case in Nashua which kind of got all this controversy started, where a man was recording the police. They didn't know about it, allegedly, and he did get brought up on felony charges.
Okay.
I forget what happened to the guy. I don't recall if he was
convicted. I don't remember anything.
I believe he was convicted, but I'm not positive on that. But either way, it certainly was a big waste of his time. And if he'd told the cops he was recording, it probably would have changed the case for the better.
I think this is a hill to die on, as Ridley calls it. David Ridley calls it.
Oh, and there will be plenty of chances, too, yeah, let me tell you. Because right now in New Hampshire, you and I were at the Milford District Court recently, and they were not allowing cameras in.
Right.
And at Keene District Court, they are also not allowing cameras in. And it's my understanding that recently another case in Dover, Cynthia, one of our listeners, was out there on the Seacoast area. They also were not allowing cameras in. So there is a very there's a conspiracy against cameras out there here in New Hampshire, and it's going to take some courage for people to go up against it.
And like you mentioned recently, there's so many cases of police abuse coming out right now that's why this is a hill to die on. Anything you can that will keep police just obeying their own rules is a start.
Or at least pretending to whilst in front of the camera.
Right.
1-800-259-9231.
Yeah. Cops are afraid of cameras everywhere. It's not just New Hampshire.
Yep, and the tides are turning on the camera situation with the police. I mean, and now we've got more online streaming options than ever before for the activist community. Quick.com has to be the premier, I guess, website out there for this. I believe Stickam is also getting into the game, where if you've got one of the Blackberries or Nokias, there's a variety of phones now that are going to be compatible with online streaming video. And the more of those kinds of phones we can get into the hands of activists and of course, regular people as well, the safer people are going to be. If it's a matter of just clicking a few buttons on your phone and you're streaming on the internet, it just doesn't get any better than that. As far as having some sort of a digital device that is essentially an insurance policy for you. That's what that camera would be. It would help keep people safe. Hey, officer, instead of being able to say, officer, you are being recorded, it's officer, you're being streamed live to the internet. What are they going to do about that one?
Does it help if they take your camera?
Well, I mean, they can stop the stream,
yeah,
I suppose.
But, well, true, but it's already, at least what's there is already there.
So it's a pretty exciting times for the activist world. 800-259-9231. It'll be even better as the data services become cheaper. They're already pretty affordable right now. Data services become cheaper. Phones become cheaper with the video options. And before you know it, all the cheapy phones will have this feature and everybody will have access to online streaming, which is pretty exciting. Hour 2 is coming up. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. We'll talk slaves and we'll talk to you about whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the prompt to return? Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home.
Call 888-629-9903 and sign up today. That's 888-629-9903.
My computer works. Does yours?
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.